到出埃及记二十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
我们再来读第一节、第二节，还有第八、第九节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2 and verse 8 and 9.
耶和华小谕摩西说，你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。第八节、第九节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me from every man whose heart moved him. You shall raise my contribution. And verse 8 and 9.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中一切的器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I am going to show you, as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it.
我们再翻到哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第四节到第六节。
Verse 4 through 6.
恩赐也有分别，圣灵却是一位；执事也有分别，主却是一位；功用也有分别，神却是一位。在众人里面运行一切的事，圣灵。OK。第四。
Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of ministries, and the same Lord, and there are varieties of effects.But the same God who works all things in all persons.
我们再翻到以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十一节、十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 and 11 and 12.
他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。建立基督的身体。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ.
那读十五、十六节。
And 14 and 15.
十五、十六节。
15 and 16.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连严守基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐的增长，在爱中建立自己。
But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together.By what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
请我们低头再等祷告。
Let's have a word prayer, have another prayer.
主，我们愿意把这点时间仰望交托在主的手中。
We'd like to commit this time to you.
我们需要你恩典，需要你的怜悯。
We need your grace, we need your mercy.
我们需要你在这里服侍我们每一个人。
We need you to minister to all of us.
好，叫你的话能够有落脚之处。
So that your word will be implanted in us.
你的话能够运行在我们心中。
So that your word can move freely within our hearts.
要成就你的工作。
To accomplish your work.
叫你的儿女，叫你的教会在这里被成全。
So that your children and the church will be fulfilled and.Completed in you.
成为你荣耀的居所，你安息的所在。
So that we can become your glorious dwelling place.
叫你的名在这里被高举、被传扬、被接颂。
So your name will be lifted up, will be proclaimed here.
我们愿意把这些荣耀都归给你。
May all the glory be unto you.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣，基督名
求。In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
让早晨耶和弟兄姊妹再来看教会的建造这件事情。
I'd like to share the building up of the church this morning with brothers and sisters.
我们是从废墓的建造里面，我们来看新约教会神的建造工作。
Through the building up the tabernacle, we'd like to see the building up of the church.
当以色列百姓来到西乃山底下，神借摩西吩咐百姓把神所要的那些会幕所需要材料献到神面前来。
When the Israel came under the Mount Sinai, the Lord showed them what Lord's need to build up his tabernacle.
我们看见百姓答应神的要求。
And the people of Israel answered God's request.
他们按着神的心意，把神所要的那些礼物甘心乐意的献上。
They offered what Lord wanted with a free offering from their heart.
那我们就看见神招了工人来把这些材料做成会幕和各部分各种的器具。
And the Lord called workers and built the tabernacle with all these materials.
所以我们看见神所要得着不是单单那些礼物材料而已。
So we see that what Lord wants is not only these materials and the gift.
神乃是借着百姓所献的那些材料要做成他的工作。
God wants to build his own work through these materials.
叫神的目的就是在那里能够建造成个会幕，让神可以居住在他们中间。
The purpose of Lord's request is to build a sanctuary so he can dwell among them.
制造成各种的器皿可以让神来使用。
And so they can build all these vessels that God can use them.
而从会幕的建造里面，我们可以看见这些材料被建造成为有三部分。
We know that through the building of tabernacle, we see all these materials are being built up in three phases.
就是会幕的本身。
One is tabernacle itself.
还有会幕里面各种的器具、器皿。
All the furniture inside the tabernacle.
还有大祭司身上所穿的那一件的那个圣衣。
And also the garment that the high priest will put on later.
我个人领会就是说，这三部分刚好说到三方面。
So my own personal understanding, it speaks of three aspects.
会幕的本身就是讲到一个配当的服事。
The tabernacle speaks of the ministry of working together.
工人把材料制造成会幕的各个部分。
The workers built all parts of tabernacle with these materials.
然后把这些配合起来，我们看见会幕就建立起来。
And all these materials were fitted together, and tabernacle was built up.
会幕里面各样的器皿呢，乃是成为各种的功用，不同的功用。
And we also know that furniture in the tabernacle fulfill the different functions.
大祭司身上那个圣衣呢，也是说到大祭司身上所显明出来那个荣耀和美丽。
And the holy garment that the high priest will put on later speaks of the glory and the beauty of the high priest.
当我们来到新约的时候，我们看见神的工作好像也是在这三方面要表明出来。
In the New Testament, we also see that God wants to show his work in these three aspects.
因为会幕就是预表新约的教会。
Because tabernacle actually stands for the New Testament church.
而我们这些蒙恩得救儿女呢，就是材料。
Those children who receive the grace are the materials.
说当一个蒙恩得救以后呢，应该把自己奉献给神。
So when we are saved, we should offer ourselves to the Lord.
当一个人把自己奉献给神的时候，不是要为神做什么工。
When we offer ourselves to the Lord, it's not that we have to do some work for the Lord.
乃是神先在我们身上做工。
It is God who works in us.
所以我们提过，我们前面的弟兄告诉我们说，一个不让神先在他身上做工的人，就不能为神做工。
If a person who does not allow God to work in him, he's not qualified to work for the Lord.
所以神在我们身上做工呢，是把我们做成教会的一部分。
So God works in us so that we can become part of the church.
叫我们在教会里面和各个肢体在那里能够配搭服事。
So they can work together with other members of the church.
和所有肢体在那里配合组成一个完整的一个教会。
So that we can fit it together so that we can form a complete church.
所以当一个蒙恩得救以后，他进到服事里面的时候，他需要看见神在这里有个心意。
So after we're saved, after we enter into the ministry, we have to see that there's a purpose in God.
神乃是要得着一个完整、一个合一的教会。
God wants to get a complete church.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章一开头也这样告诉我们。
So in the Romans, he also tells us this.
当我们蒙恩得救，应该把我们自己身体献上，当作活祭。
In Romans, Paul tells us that after we're saved, we need to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
他底下讲到各种肢体、各种服侍的时候呢，他就先讲到我们是一个身子。
Before he mentioned that each member has its own functions, he first talked about that we are the body.
我们是一个身子，我们身上有许多的肢体。
We are one body, has many members.
然后按照各种不同恩赐在那里专一的服侍。
And we have different functions so that we can work in our specific areas.
在哥林多前书十二章也是说到同样的话。
In the First Corinthians, it talks about the same thing.
一个身子身上有不同的肢体，不同的功用。
A body has many different members which fulfill different functions.
所以保罗是先提到一个身子，然后在后面再提到各种的肢体。
So Paul mentioned first a body, and then he mentioned different members.
表明说我们要先看见教会是一个身体。
That means that we have to see the church is a body.
然后我们就看见在这个身体上有各个的肢体。
And then we see the body has many different members.
每一个肢体都有它的功用。
Each member has its own function.
每一个肢体都有它从神得来恩赐。
And each member received gifts from God.
每一个肢体都是彼此需要的。
And every member needs another member.
所以若是一个人看见在这里只有个身子，一个身体。
If a person who sees that there's a body here,
我们就愿意把我们自己放在这个身子里面。
We're willing to offer ourselves as a one member in the church.
所以我们说到一个人若是神在他身上有更多的工作，
So as a person allows God to work in him much,
他就更容易以各肢体来配搭服事。
He is more willing to work together with other members.
因为保罗告诉我们说呢，恩赐虽有不同。
He was saying, Paul says here that gifts are different.
但圣灵却是一个。
But there's only one spirit.
职事虽有不同，但是主却是一个。
There are a variety of functions, but the Lord is one.
功用虽有不同，但是神却是一个。
There are many different functions, but God is one.
所以我们看见在这里有许许多多的不同。
So we see that the variety of things here.
那我们今天我们来看第二部分，在会幕里面各种的器具器皿。
Now let's look at the second aspect, that is the furniture in the tabernacle.
器皿是讲到一种功用。
We know that all these vessels talk about the functions.
每一个器皿神都有给它特定的一个功用。
Each vessel fulfills a particular function.
就是有不同的目的。
For a different purpose.
罗马书十二章告诉我们说，在这个身子里面有手、有脚、有眼、有各种不同的肢体。
In Rome 12, it tells us that the body has eyes, ears, and hands and feet, different members.
这个不同的肢体就是讲到一个不同的恩赐，也就是发生不同的功用。
So different members actually talk about different gifts and fulfill different functions.
所以他们的工作也不同。
So they have different works.
他们所负的责任也不同。
They assume different responsibilities.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见在教会里面每一个肢体是不一样的。
We know that in the church, every member is different.
每一个人神给他的托付也是不一样的。
And what God gives to each member is different.
所以当我们在服侍配搭里面的时候，我们不要要求别人要一定要和我们一样。
So when we work together, we cannot acquire or request other members be like you.
我们一方面知道神把我们摆在什么位置上。
We have to know where that God put us.
我们在那好好尽我们的职事，尽我们的功用。
So we need to fulfill our ministry and our function.
我们也知道别的肢体神把它摆在什么位置上。
We also need to know where God put other members.
在那位置上他怎样尽他的功用。
And how they fulfill their functions.
就是我们若生的关系也一样，也是这样子。
So in our relationship, earthly relationship is also like this.
一个父母他有许许多的儿女。
Parents may have many children.
但是我们看见他许多儿女里面有许多不同。
But all these children are different.
不仅高低不同，智慧不同。
There the heights are different, but also their gifts are different.
他们长相也是不同。
And they also look a little bit different.
除非是双胞胎。
Unless they are twins.
即使双胞胎，他父母他也知道他 双胞胎的不同点在哪里。
But even twins, the parents will tell they are different.
所以我们看见在肢体上有许多的不同。
So we know that members have many differences.
但是却是合一的。
But they are one.
虽然是一个 diversity, 但是却是 unity. unity.
It's a unity, diversity in unity.
所以若是我们有这样认识的话，我们看见在配搭服饰里面就容易多了。
So if you can see this picture, then when we work together, it will be much easier for us.
我们看见当人在配搭服饰的时候，在这里身体就慢慢被建立起来了。
So as we work together, that the body, the church will be building up.
有一个管理读管理的一个弟兄，他告诉我。
A brother who studied the business, tell me.
他说什么是管理学呢？
What do you mean by management?
好，简单的说就是把对的人摆在对的位置上。
He says to put the right person in the right position is management.
然后他们在那个位置上，他们就可以发挥他们的才干。
So they can fulfill their function and they can exercise their gift.
我想服侍师傅好像也有这样一点的原则。
So we see the ministry also has a similar principle.
那我们来看会幕里面到底有哪些的器具器皿。
So let's see what kind of furniture do we have in tabernacle.
我想当我们读圣经的时候，我们看见会幕里面有几个，有四，我把它说是有四个主要的一个器皿。
So in the tabernacle, we can see there's a furniture that fulfill four aspects.
头一个就是铜祭坛。
The first one is called the altar of bronze.
然后来到圣所的时候，在那里有橙色饼的桌子，有金灯台。
And once you enter the sanctuary, you have a table of showbread and a lampstand.
然后在至圣所里面有约柜。
And in the Holy of Holies, that you see there's an ark.
我们在会幕里面还有不止这四样的器皿，还有许许多多的器皿。
We know there are many different vessels or furniture in the tabernacle.
也有香坛，也有洗濯盆，也有铲子，也有一些小的盘子器皿。
You see the altar of incense, you see the laver, and you see some other small furnitures.
每一个器皿，不管是它是大的是小的，都有它的功用。
All these furnitures, even though they are big or small, they all have its own functions.
但是这四个器皿好像站在一个比较主要的地位上。
But these four pieces of furnitures occupy a very important role.
我们说到不是说其他器皿、其他的人不重要。
We're not saying that other furnitures are not important.
因为神所赐给每一个人恩赐都是好的，都是重要的。
Because God gave every member a gift that is good and perfect.
在身体上，不管他是在什么位置上，不管他显明比较大一点或是小的小一点，都有他的功用，都有他的作用。
In the body, no matter how big or small you are, you have your own function.
但是师父好像这几个器皿是站在一个比较关键性的一个地位上。
But these four pieces of furniture seems occupy a very vital role.
我们知道这几个器皿主大概预表到主耶稣基督他的所事和他所做的工作。
And God uses four pieces of furniture to tell us about Lord Jesus himself and his work.
但是我今天不是重在那一方面的一个交通。
But I will not focus on that part of the fellowship.
那是把它应用到在心里面，好像我们看见在那里也有神所赐的几种恩赐，好像是一个主要关键的一个恩赐。
But in the New Testament, God gave us a gift which seems to me occupied vital roles as well.
我不知道有没有人这样领会过哈。
I don't know if anybody understands the same way as I.
我这样领会不是从什么书里面看来的。
But I didn't learn it from any other books.
那是我自己好像在那边读的书，好像有这样一点感觉。
But as I studied the Bible, I felt that this way.
因为在以弗所书那里告诉我们说呢，神所赐给教会的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的和牧师。
Because in Ephesians, it tells us that God gives some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers.
有人说在这里是四种的恩赐，四种的人，或是五种的人。
Someone said here is four kinds of people or five kinds of people.
有人把牧师和教师是归为一类。
Someone put pastors and teachers as one kind of gift.
若是这样领会的话，在这里我们看见也有四种的器皿。
So if you understand in this way, then in verse 11, it tells us four different gifts.
为什么这四种器皿，他们是一个站在一个主要的关键上呢？
Why these four vessels occupy so important role?
不是说别的器皿，别的肢体，不重要。
It doesn't mean that other members are not important.
但圣经在这里似乎好像把这四种人呢，摆在一个关键性的一个地位上。
But it seems that the Bible put us four kinds of people in a very special position.
因为他在这里说，这些人乃是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Because these four gifts is for the equipping of the saints for the work of the service.
那就说借这四种人的服事呢，在那里他们可以来成全圣徒。
Because through these four gifts that the saints are equipped.
他们可以各尽其职。
So they can fulfill each ministry.
就是说每一个圣徒他怎么样能够从神所得来恩赐能够把它发挥能够尽他的功用呢？
So they'll enable other members to fulfill their gifts and their functions.
是借这四种人的服事来装备圣徒。
So that through these four gifts, the saints are being equipped.
其他的那些圣徒们，他们怎样能够尽他们的职事功用
？For how other members can fulfill their ministry and the gift?
需要这几种人的服事。
We know that they need the ministry from these four gifts.
然后他们在那里就可以尽他们的本分。
So that they can fulfill their own ministry.
然后我们在那里看见，就可以建立基督的身体。
So we can see here that the church will be built up.
所以我们看见今天为什么好像每一个人都有恩赐，都有他的功用。
So we see that everyone has a gift, has a function.
但是好像许多的人功用不能发挥出来，不能尽他们的职事。
But we see many people do not fulfill their ministry, do not fulfill their gifts.
就是缺少这四种人在那里来装备、来成全、来帮助他们。
I think because we need these four gifts, to help them to be equipped.
把他们能够带起来建立起来
to establish them to help them up
若是把他们能够建立起来我们就看见每一个肢体它的功用就都能发挥出来了
if they are established then they can fulfill their gift and functions
他们就可以尽他们的职事
so they can fulfill their ministries
所以我说到说这四种的恩赐或者说这四种人他们实在是站在一个非常重要关键性的一个位置上
That's why I said that the four kinds of gifts or the four kinds of people are occupying the very important role
我在说不是说这其他肢体其他恩赐不重要
I want to say once again it is not that other gifts other members are not important
好像在神的话语启示里面却是这样的安排的
But in the revelation in God's word seems that this is aHis arrangement.
那我们来看这四种人到底是怎样的器皿呢
？So let's see that what kind of vessels are these four kinds of gifts.
我想很多人都可以领会这四种人都和神的话语发生了关系。
We all know that these four kinds of people they are all very much related to God's word.
今天有人以为说今天人太强调话语的服事。
Some people say that we emphasize on God's word too much.
好像其他的服事都不是那么重要。
It gave them an impression that the other ministries are not important.
每一个服事都是重要的。
Every ministry is important.
但是在这里，在圣经里面，似乎让我们看见，神乃是借着话语的服事来建造他的儿女，建造他的教会。
But we see here is that through the ministry of the word, God established and builds up His church.
因为从圣经的里面，我们看见神做工乃是借着他的话。
We know through the Bible that God works through His Word.
从教会历史的发展里面，我们也看见神的确是借着他的话语来做工。
From the development of the history, we see that how God works through His own Word.
这是一个不可否认的事实。
This is an undeniable history and fact.
因为当神得到一批人、一般人的时候，他们借着他们所发表出来的话语。
So when God have some people to work for Him, we know that they are established. They are fulfilled by His word.
他们把神的心意在那边发表出来。
They can express God's own mind and heart.
神的儿女受了光照。
And brothers and sisters are enlightened.
神的儿女心转向神。
and their hearts turned toward God.
我们看见在那里就有复兴的一个表现。
And there will be a revival.
所以我们看见在教会历史里面，每一次复兴都是因着神的话语在那里被发表出来。
So in the church history, you see that whenever there was a revival, you see that God's word was spoken.
我们比较熟悉的中国在三十年代教会一段的复兴的历史。
We see that in church in China that in 1930s there was a revival among churches.
也是神借那些人从神那里得到话语，然后供应神的百姓。
It is because some group of people they receive God's word from God and minister to God's people.
然后神儿女得到复兴，每一个人在教会里面就要尽他的功用。
And one sister were revived and they fulfilled their ministry in the church.
虽然复兴的外面的表现可以过去，
even though revival can disappear，
但是我们看见他们所发表出来神的心意那些话影响是长远的。
But the influence from God's word is very prevalent，
直到今天我们还说那些话的影响。
Even today we are still influenced by their word，
因为那些话乃是神的心意。
Because those words express God's own purpose，
所以我们看见神的话那个重要性。
So we see how important God's word is。
所以今天我们每一个人应该好好在神的话语上有多多的追求。
So everybody needs to really study God's word.
我想许多弟兄姊妹的经历也都可以告诉我们。
So from many experiences of brothers and sisters, they also tell us the same thing.
不管是聚会自己读神的话，因着得到神的话，我们里面就得到鼓舞，我们里面就得到复兴。
In the meetings and in the personal Bible study, their heart was revived.
So, 为什么使徒保罗在哥林多前书十四章在那里讲到说，在许多的恩赐里面，你们都要羡慕。
So Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said we need to admire all the gifts.
但其中说更要羡慕先知讲到恩赐。
But above all, we should admire the gift of prophesying.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里再强调，不是说先知讲到恩赐是。非常重要到一个地步，好像只有他才是的。
I want to say again that I'm not saying that the gift of prophesying is so important that all other gifts are not important.
但是为什么保罗说许多的属灵恩赐我们都可以羡慕
？So Paul says we need to admire all the gifts.
但是为什么其中更要羡慕先知讲到恩赐呢？因为这是最能够造就教会。
But above all, we should admire the gift of prophesying. You know the reason. The reason is because this gift can edify the church.
所以能够叫各个肢体能够尽他的功用。
So that every member can fulfill their own function.
当然，那先知讲道不是说站在讲台上那才是先知讲道。
You know, the gift of prophesying doesn't mean that you have to stand up here and preach.
而是说我们在服事里面，不管是在个人的交谈里面，在小的聚会里面，我们在那边彼此分享的时候，每一个人都可以把神的话语带出来。
As we share in a small group or in a personal conversation, we can share God's word with each other.
每一个人都是在主面前有这么好好寻求得着的话，他在那里就可以尽那个先知的功用。
If we can receive God's word, then we can fulfill this the gift of prophecy.Among brothers and sisters.
他能够把神的心意在那里发表出来。
So we can express God's mind and heart.
让神的百姓能够认识神的心意。
So God's people may understand God's heart and purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的话也是非常重要的。
So God's word is very important.
所以以弗所书在第二章告诉我们说，教会呢是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
So that Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that church is built upon.Of apostles and prophets.
就是说他们所发表出来神话语的神的话语。
It means that the word of God that is expressed by them.
我们一开头讲到说会幕的蓝图是什么呢？
In the beginning we said what is the blueprint of the tabernacle?
会幕怎么根据什么来建造呢？
Based on what that was the tabernacle built up?
那是根据神启示出来的话语。
It is based on the revealed word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要宝贝神所赐给我们的话语。
So we need to really treasure the God's word.
因为保罗说，我盼望你们个个都能够做先知讲道。
Because Paul says, I wish that everyone can stand up and prophesy.
就说每一个人都可以从神那里领受他的话语。
That means that everybody can receive God's word.
每一个人都可以成为神的出口。
Everybody can be a mouthpiece of God.
每一个人都可以在那里能发表神的心意。
Everyone can express God's heart.
来造就教会，造就神的儿女。
So that God's church will be established and God's people can be helped.
叫所有儿女在那里都能够尽他们功用，尽他们的职事。
So all the children of God can function in their proper way.
若是这样的话，我们看见在那里就能够建立基督的身体。
And we see that God's church is being built up.
那我们来看会幕里面这四个主要的器皿怎么和这四个恩赐能够配在一起呢？
So let's see that four pieces of furniture in the tabernacle, how can they relate to the four gifts in the New Testament?
我说这是我个人一点领会哈。
I said this is my personal understanding of these verses.
头一个乃是铜祭坛。
First we see is that the bronze altar.
铜祭坛乃是讲到主耶稣基督的救赎。
We know that bronze altar speaks of a Lord's salvation.
我把它说成这是一个传福音的人。
So I want to say these people are the evangelists.
弟兄姊妹，教会在这里呢是见证主耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
Here church testifies the Christ and him crucified.
借着传福音的人在那里得到一些人。
Through the evangelist, church will gain some people.
得到建造教会的材料。
So that we have the material to build up the church.
当教会有了这些材料，这些人以后呢，教会在这里才能够被建立起来。
Actually, after church has these materials, has these people, then church can be built up.
所以我们看见初期的教会，他们就是大力的传扬福音。
So in the early churches, we see that they preached the gospel mightily.
然后我们看见教会就在那里被一地一处一处被建立起来。
Then we see the churches are being built up everywhere.
我们看见神在每一个时代做工的方式也是不太一样的。
So I think God works a little bit different in different ages.
在19世纪神在兴起的穆迪这样的大的器皿，这样的传福音的人。
In 19th century, God raised Moody, D.L. Moody to preach gospel mightily.
在那边成千上万的人因着听见神的话语，他们蒙恩得救了。
Thousands upon thousands have received the Lord and saved because of his ministry.
在中国我们看见有宋尚杰弟兄。
In China, we see that Zhang Song.
在那里传福音，我们看一批一批人在悔改认罪。
When he preached that, hundreds people get converted.
但似乎好像在这个时代里面，我们很少看见有这样的大器皿在被兴起来。
Well, but in this age, we seldom see this big, great vessel being used by God in such a way.
好像教会得到那些人都是三三两两的五个八个十个这样蒙恩得救的。
In this age, we see that people get converted in smaller groups, in two or three people or eight or ten people.
都是借了个人的传福音。
It is much through personal evangelism.
或者说都是借了教会全体的传福音。
Or the gospel is preached through the whole church.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会应该是成为一个传福音的教会。
So church should be a church that preaches the gospel.
所以我们看见今天在教会里面，似乎神也把这样负担摆在一些人心中。
So in the church, God will put this burden of evangelism in a few hearts.
他们对福音有负担，特别愿意向人传福音。
So they have the burden of preaching the gospel to other people.
虽然他们不是大的器皿。
Even though they are not great vessels,
他们总是在个人的与人接触,
but they have contact on a personal level with other people.
因着这样负担，他们在教会里面也就能够带动一些人和他一起的配搭服事。
So they can affect other brothers and sisters in a smaller group to work together in the evangelism.
把那些人里面的负担调往起来，把他们恩赐也把它活络起来。
So they can stir up the gifts in other members and to work together.
因着这些人他们在教会里面服事，我们就看见就带动那个整个教会传福音的气氛。
So because of them, they mobilize whole church to evangelism.
因着神把这样福音的负担摆在他们身上，他们在教会里面担负这一方面的责任和工作。
So God put the burden in their hearts and then they assume the responsibility of sharing the gospel.
有一些人他们和人接触谈话的时候总是谈耶稣。
So some brothers and sisters always talk about Jesus and the gospel when they talk with the other people.
好像人接触到他们的时候就碰到耶稣。
So whenever people have contact with them, they'll also have contact with Jesus.
他们在那里就碰到主耶稣基督的救恩。
So they'll have a chance to receive the Lord Jesus and his salvation.
那就是铜祭坛的器皿。
Now, this is what the bronze altar simplifies.
但是我们知道，传福音还不是神的一个目的。
We know that the evangelism is not the purpose of God.
这是神要达到他目的的一个起步而已。
This is the only beginning step of God's purpose.
是非常重要，这是一个最基本的。
It's very important, but it is also fundamental.
因为若是没有这样一个最基本的服事器皿的话，神的目的永远是达不到的。
Because without the first step, God can never fulfill His purpose.
但是神为了达他的目的，不是只是停留在同祭坛、在传福音的这一面而已。
But God will not ask us to stay there at the bronze altar.
但是教会里面的确需要有这样有负担传福音的人。
But church indeed needs the bronze sister who have burden to share the gospel.
来鼓励弟兄姊妹来传福音。
Who encourage other bronze sister to preach the gospel.
来鼓励弟兄姊妹来拯救人的灵魂。
And who encourage other bronze sister to save souls.
但是我们从会幕进去碰到铜祭坛以后，我们再往前走一段的时候，我们就在那里看见有橙色饼的桌子。
After we pass through bronze altar and enter sanctuaries, we see that the table of showbread.
这是讲到一个属灵生命粮食的供应。
It speaks of the spiritual nourishment through the word.
这个就是在这里所谈提到的牧师和教师的恩赐。
This gift.Is spoken in this Ephesians as a gift of pastors and teachers.
当一个蒙恩得救以后，他进到神的家里面。
After a person is saved, he enters God's house.
他得到神的生命。
He received God's life.
这个生命需要成长的。
And this life needs to grow.
这个需要生命需要有粮食来供应的。
This life need to.Feed on God's word.
好叫他能够成长以后，他能够发挥他的功用。
So that as he grows, he can fulfill his function.
所以需要教会里面需要有牧师、教师的恩赐人，把属灵粮食按时的分粮给他们。
So church needs the gifts of pastors and teachers to feed them seasonally.
来教导、来牧养他们。
To teach them, to guide them.
所以这些人他必须要熟悉神的话，熟悉圣经，也明白神的话。
So these people need to understand God's word. They need to familiar themselves with God's word.
所以怎样的人才能够发挥这一方面的功用呢？成为这样的器皿呢
？So what kind of people who can fulfill such functions?
必须自己好好花功夫来读神的话。
These are the people who really study hard in God's word.
不仅自己在那里得到生命粮食的供应。
Not only they receive God's word for their own nourishment themselves,
他也可以把粮食供应别人
but also they can provide others with God's word.
使人的生命能够一天一天成长
so that other people's life can grow also every day.
我们在圣经里看见亚伯，圣经告诉我们说亚伯他是一个明白圣经的人，他能够最能够最能够讲解圣经。
The Bible tells us. The brother called Apollo, he understands the Bible. He's very able to explain the Bible to others.
为什么他能够讲解圣经呢？
Why he was able to explain God's word to others?
因为他在主的道上呢，先受过了教导。
The Bible tells us he was educated in God's word.
受过了教训。
And he was disciplined in God's word.
然后他才在那里能够教导人，帮助人明白神的话。
So that he was able to help others. And teach others.
所以为什么教会需要各样不同的聚会呢？
That's why the church needs all different kinds of meetings.
为了供应不同属灵生命上的需要。
Because we need to provide for different needs in their different spiritual conditions.
所以教会为什么需要有一些人在那里，不管是在主日学、在查经里面来带领、来帮助弟兄姊妹们呢？
So we have a bunch of sisters lead in Sunday schools and the Bible study groups.
因为他们在那里把神的话、把属灵粮食来供应别人。
Because there they can provide God's word to other brown sisters.
来建立别人。
So that other brown sisters can be built up.
来装备那些圣徒们。
So they can be equipped.
叫他们属灵生命能够一天天长大起来。
So their life can grow every day.
然后他们就能够尽他们的功用。
So they can fulfill their ministry.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会里面也需要这样的人、这样恩赐的人。
So the church needs such gifts and such people.
然后 在圣所那里，我们又看见不仅有属灵粮食的供应，在那里有金灯台。
Not only we see the showbread, but also see the golden lampstand.
金灯台就是发出亮光。
The gold lampstand gives the light.
这是讲到先知的功用。
It talk about the gift of the prophet.
先知乃是讲到一般有启示亮光的人。
When we talk about prophet, we talk about people who have the insight.
那是受灵感动，向替神说话的人。
Those people are touched by the Holy Spirit and they speak for the Lord.
他们先从神那里得到神的话，然后再传给神的百姓。
They receive God's word from God first, and then they share that with God's people.
所以先知乃是说到一般有属灵启示亮光的人。
So prophets are the people who has understanding and insight of God's word.
他们不仅在那讲解圣经而已。
They're not only teach God's word, explain God's word.
他们不仅在那帮助人得到一些属灵生命粮食的供应。
Not only they help brothers and sisters and feed them with the God's food.
而是借他们服事来开人里面的眼睛。
But also through their ministry, they open the eyes of brothers and sisters.
叫人有一个属灵的看见。
So brothers and sisters may have this new insight in the spiritual world.
能够看见神各样的奥秘。
And they can see all the mystery of God.
能够看见神的旨意。
And they can see the eternal purpose of God as well.
所以有人说英国斯百克弟兄他是一个先知的执事。
So people say that Brother Spark has the gift of prophecy.
从他的所传讲的信息里面，人的眼睛被打开了。
Because through his messages, that a lot of brothers and sisters' eyes are open.
人得到亮光了。
They receive the light.
人就知道该如何走属灵的道路。
And brothers and sisters knew how to walk the spiritual path.
当一个人得到亮光以后，他里面许多困惑，就许多问题就得以解决。
When people receive light from the Lord, then many problems were resolved.
当一个人眼睛被打开以后，他看见属灵的世界是何等丰富。
When the eyes of people were open, they start to see the abundance in the spiritual world.
就能够吸引更多神的儿女来追求属灵的那个永远的。
So it draws bond sisters to pursue the spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，这样的恩赐也是非常重要的。
So such gifts is also very important.
把光带给人。
To bring light to people.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在一些前面弟兄身上，我们实在看见这样的恩赐、这样功用的人实在也不少。
We see the brothers who are before us. We saw many of such gifts.
因着听他们所传的话，许多我们从前没有看见的一些事物都向我们打开了。
Through their messages, we see the things that unseen before.
不仅他们在光里面，也把我们一同带到光的里面。
Not only themselves are in the light, but also they bring us into the light as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会实在需要有这样的人。
The church needs such a group of people.
他的确里面有一个真正属灵的看见。
They have this spiritual insight.
然后他们就把这个属灵看见能够发表出来。
And they can express what they saw to us.
当许多人因着他们这样的帮助的时候，人的心就能够羡慕神，羡慕那个永远的福分。
People will help in this way, will start to pursue spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上不仅只是得到一些属灵生命粮食的供应而已。
So not only we are on earth, we need the spiritual food to help us.
我们更是需要有从神来的亮光。
We need more of the light from God.
才知道为什么神要拯救我们。
So that we can understand why God wants to save us.
才知道我们为什么成为基督徒。
Why we should become Christian.
为什么我们需要常常在这里聚会。
Why should we meet together often?
弟兄姊妹，这都是需要神的话语一解开，我们就里面就得了亮光了。
So it takes the unraveling of God's word to reveal to us.
我们就有路可走了。
So that we have a path to walk on.
今天我们看见许多神的儿女，的确，他也好像也多多少少得到一些属灵的供应。
So we see the brothers and sisters, they receive the spiritual provision.
的确，好像他也是在教会里面有一些的服事。
We see them have a service in the church.
但是他就停留在那个阶段的里面。
But they stay at that stage.
很难一直在属灵道路能够往前走。
It's hard for us to move forward.
因为什么？需要光。
The reason is that we sell.
你得到神的话，然后再传给神的百姓。
They receive God's word from God first, and then they share that with God's people.
所以先知乃是说到一般有属灵启示亮光的人。
So prophets are the people who has the understanding and insight of God's word.
他们不紧张地讲解圣经而已。
They are not only teach God's word, explain God's word.
他们不紧张地帮助人得到一些属灵生命粮食的供应。
Not only they help our sisters and feed them with the God's food.
而是借他们服事来开人里面的眼睛。
But also through their ministry, they open the eyes of brothers and sisters.
叫人有一个属灵的看见。
So brothers and sisters may have this new insight in the spiritual world.
能够看见神各样的奥秘。
And they can see all the mystery of God.
能够看见神的旨意。
And they can see the eternal purpose of God as well.
所以有人说英国斯百克弟兄他是一个先知的执事。
So people say that Brother Spark has the gift of prophecy.
从他的所传讲的信息里面，人的眼睛被打开了。
Because through his messages, that a lot of brothers and sisters' eyes are open.
人得到亮光了。
They receive the light.
人就知道该如何走属灵的道路。
And brothers and sisters knew how to walk the spiritual path.
当一个人得到亮光以后，他里面许多困惑，就许多问题就得以解决。
When people receive light from the Lord, then many problems were resolved.
当一个人眼睛被打开以后，他看见属灵的世界是何等丰富。
When the eyes of people were open, they start to see the abundance in spiritual world.
就能够吸引更多神的儿女来追求属灵的那个永远的。
So it draws bond sisters to pursue the spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，这样的恩赐也是非常重要的。
So such gifts is also very important.
把光带给人。
To bring light to people.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在一些前面弟兄身上，我们实在看见这样的恩赐、这样功用的人实在也不少。
We see that brothers who are before us, we saw many of such gifts.
因着听他们所传的话，许多我们从前没有看见的一些事都向我们打开了。
Through their messages, we see the things that unseen before.
不仅他们在光里面，也把我们一同带到光的里面。
Not only themselves are in the light, but also they bring us into the light as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会实在需要有这样的人。
The church needs such a group of people.
他的确里面有一个真正属灵的看见。
They have this spiritual insight.
然后他们就把这个属灵看见能够发表出来。
And they can express what they saw to us.
当许多人因着他们这样的帮助的时候，人的心就能够羡慕神，羡慕那个永远的福分。
People will help in this way, will start to pursue spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上不仅只是得到一些属灵生命粮食的供应而已。
So not only we are on earth, we need the spiritual food to help us.
我们更是需要有从神来的亮光。
We need more of the light from God.
才知道为什么神要拯救我们。
So that we can understand why God wants to save us.
才知道我们为什么成为基督徒。
Why we should become Christian.
为什么我们需要常常在这里聚会。
Why should we meet together often?
弟兄姊妹，这都是需要神的话语一解开，我们就里面就得了亮光了。
So it takes the unraveling of God's word to reveal to us.
我们就有路可走了。
So that we have a path to walk on.
今天我们看见许多神的儿女，的确，他也好像也多多少少得到一些属灵的供应。
So we see that brothers and sisters, they receive the spiritual provision.
的确，好像他也是在教会里面有一些的服事。
We see them have a service in the church.
但是他就停留在那个阶段的里面。
But they stay at that stage.
很难一直在属灵道路能够往前走。
It's hard for us to move forward.
因为什么？需要光。不少。
We see that brothers who are before us, we saw many of such gifts.
因着听他们所传的话，许多我们从前没有看见的一些事都向我们打开了。
Through their messages, we see the things that unseen before.
不仅他们在光里面，也把我们一同带到光的里面。
Not only themselves are in the light, but also they bring us into the light as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会实在需要有这样的人。
The church needs such a group of people.
他的确里面有一个真正属灵的看见。
They have this spiritual insight.
然后他们就把这个属灵看见能够发表出来。
And they can express what they saw to us.
当许多人因着他们这样的帮助的时候，人的心就能够羡慕神，羡慕那个永远的福分。
People will help in this way, will start to pursue spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上不仅只是得到一些属灵生命粮食的供应而已。
So not only we are on earth, we need the spiritual food, to help us.
我们更是需要有从神来的亮光。
We need more of the light from God.
才知道为什么神要拯救我们。
So that we can understand why God wants to save us.
才知道我们为什么成为基督徒。
Why we should become Christian?
为什么我们需要常常在这里聚会？
Why should we meet together often?
弟兄姊妹，这都是需要神的话语一解开，我们就里面就得了亮光了。
So it takes the unraveling of God's word to reveal to us.
我们就有路可走了。
So that we have a path to walk on.
今天我们看见许多神的儿女，的确他也好像也多多少少得到一些属灵的供应。
So we see the brothers and sisters, they receive the spiritual provision.
的确好像他也是在教会里面有一些的服事。
We see them, have a service in the church.
但是他就停留在那个阶段的里面。
But they stay at that stage.
很难一直在属灵道路能够往前走。
It's hard for us to move forward.
因为什么？需要光。
So people say that Brother Spark has the gift of prophecy.
从他的所传讲的信息里面，人的眼睛被打开了。
Because through his messages, that a lot of brothers and sisters' eyes are open.
人得到亮光了。
They receive the light.
人就知道该如何走属灵的道路。
And brothers and sisters knew how to walk the spiritual path.
当一个人得到亮光以后，他里面许多困惑，就许多问题就得以解决。
When people receive light from the Lord, then many problems were resolved.
当一个人眼睛被打开以后，他看见属灵的世界是何等丰富。
When the eyes of people were opened, they start to see the abundance in the spiritual world.
就能够吸引更多神的儿女来追求属灵的那个永远的。
So it draws bond sisters to pursue the spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，这样的恩赐也是非常重要的。
So such gifts is also very important.
把光带给人。
To bring light to people.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在一些前面弟兄身上，我们实在看见这样的恩赐、这样功用的人实在也不少。
We see the brothers who are before us. We saw many of such gifts.
因着听他们所传的话，许多我们从前没有看见的一些事都向我们打开了。
Through their messages, we see the things that unseen before.
不仅他们在光里面，也把我们一同带到光的里面。
Not only themselves are in the light, but also they bring us into the light as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会实在需要有这样的人。
The church needs such a group of people.
他的确里面有一个真正属灵的看见。
They have this spiritual insight.
然后他们就把这个属灵看见能够发表出来。
And they can express what they saw to us.
当许多人因着他们这样的帮助的时候，人的心就能够羡慕神，羡慕那个永远的福分。
People will help in this way, will start to pursue spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上不仅只是得到一些属灵生命粮食的供应而已。
So not only we are on earth, we need the spiritual food.To help us,
我们更是需要有从神来的亮光。
We need more of the light from God.
才知道为什么神要拯救我们。
So that we can understand why God wants to save us.
才知道我们为什么成为基督徒。
Why we should become Christian.
为什么我们需要常常在这里聚会。
Why should we meet together often?
弟兄姊妹，这都是需要神的话语一解开，我们就里面就得了亮光了。
So it takes the unraveling of God's word to.Reveal to us.
我们就有路可走了。
So that we have a path to walk on.
今天我们看见许多神的儿女，的确他也好像也多多少少得到一些属灵的供应。
So we see the brothers and sisters, they receive the spiritual provision.
的确好像他也是在教会里面有一些的服事。
We see them, have a service in the church.
但是他就停留在那个阶段的里面。
But they stay at that stage.
很难一直在属灵道路能够往前走。
It's hard for us to move forward.
因为什么？需要光。
We see the brothers who are before us. We saw many of such gifts.
因着听他们所传的话，许多我们从前没有看见的一些事都向我们打开了。
Through their messages, we see the things that unseen before.
不仅他们在光里面，也把我们一同带到光的里面。
Not only themselves are in the light, but also they bring us into the light as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会是在需要有这样的人。
The church needs such a group of people.
他的确里面有一个真正属灵的看见。
They have this spiritual insight.
然后他们就把这个属灵看见能够发表出来。
And they can express what they saw to us.
当许多人因着他们这样的帮助的时候，人的心就能够羡慕神，羡慕那个永远的福分。
People will help in this way, will start to pursue spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上不仅只是得到一些属灵生命粮食的供应而已。
So not only we are on earth, we need the spiritual food to help us.
我们更是需要有从神来的亮光。